podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Let's share a note, shall we? He did not include his name, and I understand why, because he doesn't want his wife to know that he was poking around on things. What do you want to call him? Can we call him Brad?
Yeah, B-Rad.
B-Rad.
We like to use that name, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brad. Sounds hot.
What's up? I'm Brad. Where's the gym?
Big arms. Big arm Brad. Yep.
All right.
Yep. Well, here's what he says. Dom, my wife changed her phone's passcode recently. I used to know it, but yesterday I picked her phone up just out of curiosity while she was in the shower. Mm-hmm. And suddenly that old passcode doesn't work. I don't want to say anything to her because she'll think I was snooping. Let me interject here for just a second. Brad, you were snooping.
He was browsing is
just
what
curious.
He was doing.
See
what
wanted
apps.
To see what the weather would be like.
What apps she had.
She has the weather app.
Anyway, back to his note. He writes, is that something a guy should be worried about? Who just randomly changes their passcode if they don't have something to hide?
Dun, dun, dun.
And he says, please, no name. Well, we're calling you Brad just because we want to. Now,
B-Rad.
Jeremy, you said you know Nicole's passcode to her phone.
I do, and her iPad, so I can pretty much get into what she has any time that I want. But she doesn't have mine.
As we realized earlier.
Except
you can't get, you can't get into everything.
But she does not know my...
Oh,
rewind. She doesn't know mine. But it's not because I'm hiding anything, because...
Well, then why doesn't she know it?
Well,
what do you mean,
just...
Well?
I don't know. I get bro texts a lot.
So
I
just, what?
But don't you...
Some of them are
you
gross.
Delete all your text messages every night
a
as well.
A majority of the time, but if I forget,
in
I mean,
a suspicious move.
I get
what bro text could you get from a friend
guys
that you wouldn't
send
want her to
guys
see?
Nasty texts,
and you don't
sometimes.
Think your wife can handle
funny
it.
Poop pictures
poop
and
pictures.
Boobs.
So you're
and,
protecting your wife, is what you're saying.
It's what I'm doing. Yeah, she doesn't need to see that. She would just be disgusted.
No,
she has to look at you. She's okay with
so
that.
You can know hers, but she can't know yours.
Yeah, she doesn't need it in there.
Uh-huh. Nice double standard. Emily, what about you in your household?
I don't know why I just gave you crap
because
I'm in the same boat. I know Adams, and I actually just text him, and I'm like, hey, do you know the code to get in my phone? He has no idea. And B-Rad, if Adam were to get into his phone, and I was sitting right next to him, and it was different than the little pattern that I know, I would be very suspicious, like, what the heck? Why did you change your security code? What's going on there? Where's your little finger going? I get it. I don't know why. Suspicious minds. I watch too many crappy TV shows, I guess, about cheating. I don't know.
Here's where I stand on this is that, well, I live by myself, so it's not a big deal for me. But I'm going to say if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I don't think I would want them to know my passcode. But it's not to hide any
wrongdoing.
Right.
No,
scurrilous activity.
It's
just that. You gotta have some things in your life that
they're just yours.
Yeah, and I understand, what's mine is yours, and so I get all of that, blah blah blah. But like, when I was married, we didn't share a bank account. We each had our separate bank accounts, and everything worked smoothly that way.
Yeah,
and I think I would want, just to have my own stuff.
Yeah, it's your own apps, your own.
But you,
jokes.
But granted, we have people listening to this who are horrified and say, no. If you're in a relationship, you share everything.
So
that's what some people think. So let me ask you this. If we asked, take however many listeners you want, 10 listeners?
Sure.
Light them up.
Do you think you should share your passcode on your phone or your tablet? Or do you think you should keep that to yourself? What do you guys predict they would, out of 10 calls, what do you think?
I think we'll get some very noble people calling in saying that you should share everything.
And I think we're going to get...
Share.
I know, but I want to know percentages. Out of 10, how many
Eight.
Will say that you've got to share everything?
8 will say share is my thought.
Okay, I'm going to go... I say 6 are going to say share. 4 are going to be little weasels like me.
I'm going to say it's 4 say...
Share.
You share, and 6 say you don't.
6 hikers. Okay. All right.
And now let's find out, because I'm really curious. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. And you know what? When you call, you can also comment on this. Like, do you think it's outrageous that somebody would want to know your passcode, even if you're married to them? Or do you think it's outrageous that people keep it from their significant others? Because you hear where we stand on the
show. So
I got poop pics.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. How many people think you should share your passcode with your significant other? How many people think you shouldn't share it? Here's David. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
What's your stance on this?
Absolutely don't share.
Why not?
I was married for 12 years, and we never shared emails, phone, tablets, nothing.
Do you think that maybe why she's your ex now? Or I'm just wondering. No. I'm just making conversation. Did that have anything to do with it?
She's actually my late wife.
Somebody stepped in it.
You know, I could not feel any lower if I tried.
You should give David the password to your phone.
But
I should send David a prize.
We did share a checking account, but we also had our own accounts where we had our own money that we could spend without talking to the other. Just because there's a me does, or just because there's an us doesn't mean you don't still have your own privacy and your own personality.
Yeah, marriage counselors tell you that. Just because you need to bring a me to we.
Do you go to a lot of marriage counselors?
I so agree with that, though. David, do you forgive me, by the way?
Oh, absolutely.
Have a great day, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks.
You know, that'll happen in live radio every once in a while.
Can we make that a quickie? Can we replay that?
No, that'll die. That's going
to
die.
We're going to act
Don't
like
say
that.
Die.
We're going to act like that never happened.
All right, that never happened.
Here's Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
So what do you think? Share? Don't share? What do you do?
We share.
Do you?
Passwords. Yes. We have our individual checking, but we share passwords. I think he would forget everything. I have to remind him.
He could just write it down.
Yeah, well, he would forget where he put the paper.
Come on now.
Hey, where's my phone?
I'm not going to say anything about him because you'll come back with, like, he's had a terrible accident or something, and then I'll feel bad again.
He's got brain damage.
You know what? I think it leads to suspicion if we wouldn't share it in our relationship anyway. Why, you know?
Well, you realize he could have a completely separate phone that you don't even know about.
I do.
Right? So
yeah. Yeah.
All right, Jackie, we got your vote. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, so that's now 2-1 in favor of do not share. Who's next up? Kimberly. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you think?
Don't share.
Why not?
Wow. Well, because I guess with my friends and relationships and my own, I just think it gives people to read into the wrong things. You know, maybe you get a text message from an old friend and text messages can be misconstrued as it is. And I just don't think that, I think some things should be left to let people have their own individuality. And if you trust the person you're with, it shouldn't be a problem. But unfortunately, relationships aren't what they used to be.
Okay. Well, good enough. Listen, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a great day. We appreciate that. All right. So now it's 3-1 in favor of don't share. Next up is Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you say?
Oh, I say, why not share? Doesn't matter. I have nothing to hide. He doesn't have anything to hide. We have a trusting relationship. You know, I'm pretty open with my stuff. Like, I have a very public work. So every time I get a text from a customer or something, if it's funny, I share it with him. If it's rude, I share it with him, so it doesn't matter.
All right. So share it all. You're an open book.
Why not?
All right, exactly. Listen. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, so 3-2. And, Emily says we got another share vote off the air. It's 3-3. What'd you say?
We got two more share votes.
All right, so it's 4-3 in favor of share. Here's Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're great. So what do you think? Are you going to let your significant other know your passcode on your phone?
I got one better. She has her fingerprint on my iPhone, and I have mine on hers. So it doesn't matter what the passcode is. We can still get in.
Dang.
I forgot about that technology now.
Well, I think you could
I also have the I have to have the full password because of I'm a financial advisor. I got to do the full encryption.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to actually type in a full-blown, 6-8-digit password.
Wow. But she knows that?
It has to be changed every 90 days.
Wow. I'd want your wife going through all that financial information.
Yeah. I'm glad you called. Have a great... We got to move on. Thank you for your vote, buddy, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You as well. Now, but isn't it with a fingerprint? You can change that.
Yeah, but that's even more suspicious, I guess, because you just can't go up and just... touch it, and you're like, whoa, why am I locked out?
Here's George. Hello, George.
Hey, good morning, Dom.
So what's the word?
I say share.
Yeah.
I feel kind of same way. Have really nothing to hide. That would be open about anything. We don't even put passwords on our phones, and we share the fingerprint on the computer, or we have each.
You got nothing to hide.
Yeah, you sound trustworthy to me, George, though, you know? I would trust you. I'll give you my passcode right now, in fact.
And if anything happens, if anything should come up, I'll do it right now.
Well, look, my passcode on my phone, just so you know, is 100.3, okay?
That's adorable.
That's an awesome password.
All right. It is an awesome password. You have a great day, George.
You too. Thanks.
All right, take care.
You know, I actually didn't have a security lock on my phone until I started on the show because Jeremy kept getting into my phone and taking nasty pictures.
Surprise, surprise. Mm. So it's like,
you liked
according to off-air votes and on-air votes, it is 6-3 in favor of Cher. Looks like they're going to win. Here's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
So what do you think?
I say share. I don't share everything, but I say share the cell phone code.
What do you not share?
Emails, Facebook accounts, nothing so, like that. But if something happens and he has to access my phone because there are other things on the phones that he should be able to access, then he needs a way to get onto my phone.
Right. So the guy you're flirting with can just send you a private message on Facebook, and that way you're covered, right?
awkward laugh. Awkward laugh.
I heard no denial. Did anybody hear a denial?
I heard an awkward laugh.
I heard no denial.
But he has no worries. So even if someone flirts, then, you know, he trusts me.
No, it's honest.
Unless they're really hot.
Good for you. Have a great day, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right, look, it was 7-3. Who's
actually, there's one
more
vote.
Yeah, they're, well, 7-3, we've got it. So here's the thing with this is that it started out 3-1, don't share. And then the last six votes were all the people who said, no, you've got to trust that person.
Sharing is caring. A lot of callers have been cheated on, which kind of shocked me. The ones that didn't want to be on air.
If you want to send some comments on this, you can send us a message on Facebook. This gives us a chance to tell you that if you're on that social media and you have not become friends of ours, just search for Dom in the Morning on Facebook and become a friend of ours. And if you want to send a tweet and you want to follow us in the Twitter world, it's at Dom Morning. Easy enough. And we'll talk to you there.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.